Okay, now in the fifth quarter, going to talk Chillicothe girls basketball with Coach Darren Smith and the Chillicothe Hornets this week up in the Cameron Tournament. Coach, let's talk about a couple games. The first round, you play Higginsville, and sounds like your girls got a pretty convincing win. Sounds like they played pretty good defense, held the Huskers down that night.
Yeah, you know, we kind of hang our head on our defense. Some nights it's there, some nights it's not. You know, our consistency, you know, it's just not really where we need it to be exactly. I mean, it's a lot better than it was early. So that particular night, I thought we did a real good job of helping each other, communicating defensively, and then rebounding the basketball.
Well, and last night, you go back up to Cameron again, you play Smithville, and they beat you by 7.
They did. They got us by 7. It's the third time we've played them. We had split. We won the first game, they won the second, and then they got that third game tonight. You know, Smithfield does a lot of things defensively that just make it hard to run your offense. They switch every screen, switch every down screen, you know, just whatever, just to make it difficult. I thought the girls did a good job of running what we needed to run to score 50 points, which, you know, usually we score 50 points, we're pretty successful at that. Just wasn't able to hold them down. We had to go small. Give them a second chance, boys.
Who played well for your girls in those first two games up at Cameron, Coach?
Well, you know, we're pretty balanced this year, you know, to be honest with you. I think six different girls lead us in scoring at some point or the other through the year. The first game was Hunter Keithley. She's our leading scorer. She's 5'10", guard. Shoot it, drive it. Really has done a great job of penetrating and getting to the foul line lately. And then Jordan Hibner. Hunter had 19 against Higginsville. Jordan had 14. Then last night, Hunter led us again with 16. I'm sorry, I was off again. Hunter had 16 against Higginsville. Jordan had 9, I think, in that game. And last night it was Hunter again, and then Effie Hicks had 11. She's another 5'10 guard forward combo kid, and then a point guard Jesse Reeder, and another point guard comes off the bench, Shelby Miller, each had 9. So good balanced scoring in both games. A lot of kids involved in looking for their shot out of our offense.
Well, and you mentioned Jordan Hibner. I know over the Christmas holidays she broke the Chillicothe all-time career 3-point shooting. She has over 150 3-pointers in her career. She's tops in that category. She's a special shooter, isn't she?
She really is. And, you know, with that, she shoots about 40% on those 150 that she's made. So, you know, we shoot a lot of threes. We're guard heavy, and we shoot a lot of threes. And she's just been so consistent. You know, she's a 3-year starter, really this year, and towards the end of last year started really just looking for it. You know, she worked on getting her shot off quicker and is able to come off screens now and pull up and shoot. So, you know, really proud of her and really pleased for her. She's a kid that has really made herself a good basketball player.
Tomorrow you play Cameron for third place in the Cameron tournament.
Absolutely, and a much improved Cameron team. You know, they've got a really good point guard that I think moved in for them. They've got a couple of shooters. They've got a big in the middle. You know, and Coach Wink is one of the best in our conference. So it'll be a tough game for us. We're playing at their place. You know, it's one of those games that we play a lot of 50-50 games. You know, games that can go either way. I think this will be another one. Look forward to getting out there and seeing what that challenge presents itself.